Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Final reading this week is taken from Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these things, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and all do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. In this chapter, we are presented with the Ten Commandments. The way that God presented to his people life in him, in holiness, freedom, and fellowship. This week, as we have looked at the Israelites being redeemed, seeing the Lord's provision for them, seeing the freedom they have received from slavery, God has redeemed them from slavery, now showed them how to live as his treasured possession. And at this covenant on Mount Sinai, the living God revealed what requires a life aligned in love, obedience, and holiness. And these commandments are often divided into two halves. The first half focusing on loving God, having no other gods, having no idols, honoring God's name, keeping the Sabbath. And the second half on loving others, honoring our parents, not murdering, committing adultery, stealing, lying, or coveting. And we read in Jeremiah 31, that I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. And in the new covenant, in the coming of Jesus Christ, these are fulfilled. And we can live a life in the Spirit with these laws written on our minds and our hearts and live in relationship with the Lord. Let me finish in a prayer. Lord God, you have loved me first, rescuing, redeeming, and calling me to life with you. Write your commandments on my heart. Teach me to love you with all that I am, and to love others as you love me. Shape my life in holiness, so that I may walk in your freedom and reflect your character. thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who empowers me to live with you forever. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.